Judge Roy Moore is waiting to hear whether he'll be returned to office as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Moore was relieved of his duties in November after disobeying a federal court order. He refused to remove a 2.5-ton granite monument to the Ten Commandments from the state judicial building. A special stand-in state Supreme Court is deciding the matter. Melanie Peoples reports from Montgomery that only a few of Judge Moore's supporters were on hand for yesterday's proceedings, compared to the hundreds who showed up last year.
During yesterday's appeal, Moore sat quietly beside his attorney, scribbling notes with an open Bible beside him. Afterwards, just steps from where his mammoth monument used to be in the building's rotunda, he reiterated his main argument.
If all judges just simply held up blindly the orders of higher court, we'd be in an unconstitutional government, because you can't blindly follow the orders of a higher court which violate the Constitution.
Moore contends the federal judge's order to remove the monument was unconstitutional itself. And because he pledged an oath to uphold the United States Constitution when he took office, Moore says he could not, in good faith, follow the federal judge's order.
We just follow blindly what people tell us. Is that, if you don't follow blindly, then you're to be excluded from office? Absolutely not. You've got to ask, was it an ethical order? Was it a legal order? Was it in conformity with the Constitution? This order was not.
Moore says federal judge Myron Thompson's order is unconstitutional because Thompson failed to interpret the First Amendment. When Thompson ruled the 2.5-ton monument violated the Constitution's ban on promotion of religion, Thompson declined to define religion. And that's what Moore and his attorneys seized on. They say the federal judge's inability or reluctance to define religion shows he either couldn't or didn't interpret the Constitution when issuing that order. It was a bad ruling, they say, and that the Alabama Court of Judiciary, the body that removed Moore from office, should have taken that into consideration. Again, Roy Moore.
There's been judges in this state that have been guilty of such terrible abuses, even of children and females in their court, and have been allowed to stay in office. I upheld the Constitution according to my oath and was excluded.
The state of Alabama's Assistant Attorney General, Charles Campbell, who refused to comment on the case, argued in court that not even oath-taking office holders like Roy Moore are above the law. Attorney Charles Campbell, this case is not about the Ten Commandments or public officials' right to acknowledge God. When Chief Justice Moore decided to defy the federal injunction, he took the law into his own hands. As a judge, Chief Justice Moore knew better. Campbell said when Moore exhausted his appeals, he knew as a judge that he had no legal choice but to obey the order or resign his post. Refusing to obey federal orders when all avenues of appeal are exhausted, Campbell said, would result in chaos and anarchy. Religion dominated much of the hearing. At one point, Moore's attorney and one of the seven sitting justices quoted biblical scripture back and forth to each other. Justice Harry Wilters quoted the Apostle Paul, "Let every person be in subjection to the governing authorities," and "He who resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God." Moore's attorney, Philip Jeregi, countered with Jesus's, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." The Alabama Supreme Court deciding the case is a stand-in court after all of Alabama's regular Supreme Court justices recuse themselves from the case. If the court refuses to reinstate Moore, he could appeal to the United States Supreme Court. In the meantime, there's nothing to keep Moore from running for any other office, from Supreme Court Justice in Alabama to governor to president. Moore is being courted by the right-wing Constitution Party, which was on the ballot in 41 states 4 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Montgomery, Alabama.